Rehab and Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Tuesday, September 11th, 2012. And today, of course, is the 11th anniversary of 9/11. We're going to be spending a lot of the time on that topic on today's show. We've got a few other things we have to cover here. A couple of program notes to begin with, of course. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. A reminder that tomorrow, Mimi Red Elk will be joining us on the air to talk about Leonard Peltier and how he basically got railroaded into prison for a political reason, and he's denied parole all this time because the last thing the U.S. government needs right now is for Leonard to come out and be able to talk to the press about just how incredibly bogus the entire case against him was. And if you are one of those people just allowed out of the home for the terminally befuddled, and you actually still believe that our justice system is just, or the FBI are those good guys that Hollywood claims they are, you need to see the documentary Incident at Oglala. And watch it all the way through. Robert Redford was the executive producer. He gets 5 gold stars for doing that. Also the narrator. And it just lays out how the government and the FBI needed to have somebody to convict so that they could go on pretending they were infallible and the good guys. And Leonard got railroaded into prison. And unfortunately, he's not due for parole for a great many more years. He's lost his life. Even if they let him out today, he's an old man now. They've taken his life from him for a crime which somebody else has already confessed to doing. But the motto of the government is, we're always right, even when we're wrong. So let's see, moving right along. Thursday, will be Don Wiskin with Extendovite. Claire will be joining us on Friday. Now, there's another announcement. Please note this. Starting next week, next Monday, the What Really Happened radio show is going to be shifted 1 hour earlier in the day. So we'll be starting at 12 noon Central Time and ending at 3 p.m. It's still a 3-hour show, but we're moving the shows around here. Republic Broadcasting has got more honest, truthful talent than can fit into a single radio network, so we're having to sort of move things around and get some more talent in here. So please make a note of that. Our show will be shifted 1 hour earlier. You can go to the republicbroadcasting.org website for the new revised schedule to find out where your favorite hosts are going to be in their new time slots. And so we'll be talking about that later on in the week here. All righty, getting on to some serious stuff. As I mentioned before, today is the 11th anniversary of 9/11, and if you've been looking at the corporate media, I mean, they are layering the schmaltz on with a trowel. They're just shoveling it hard as they can. And just a hardcore press to resell the official story and to revive America's patriotic fervor that we've got to go out and kill all of Israel's enemies in order to have revenge for 9/11. And it's, have you ever noticed every time they're going to start a war, oh, we think maybe these people were involved in 9/11. No, they weren't. We think it's now over these people. Remember when we were sold the war with Iraq on the, we've got to revenge 9/11. And then George Bush admitted on video, oh, no, Iraq didn't have anything to do with 9/11. They're just bad people. That's why we had to go in there. And they've got weapons of mass destruction, which now they've admitted that too was a lie. So if you're a loyal American, you will believe us when we say Iran is the new bad guy. And, of course, as you're probably already aware, Jewish groups who set up their own memorial at Ground Zero in New York were out there saying, oh, yes, we know Iran was behind 9/11. So it's just, it's become the catch-all blame thing. Anybody you want to invade, oh, they had something to do with 9/11. Monaco, they were behind 9/11. Argentina and Australia, Antarctica, we've got to conquer Antarctica because we all know terrorists use ice, and so we've got to go on down there, and it's just a big, huge mess. Of course, this time last year, I was in New York. I got to meet a lot of our listeners and readers face-to-face, and one of them actually gave me this. If you're watching on Justin TV, this is actual debris from 9/11. It's got bits of office paper in there. I had a lot more, but I shared it with a lab that found some more of those little red chips in there. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about 9/11, 11 years ago today. And it's obviously one of those transformative events where you will always remember where you were the moment that you heard that the World Trade Towers had been attacked. Obviously, out here in Hawaii, we were all still asleep. And I was awakened by a phone call from a coworker and a fan of the website who said, turn on your TV. You're not going to believe this. And I remember the instant I turned on the TV and they were already screaming about Osama bin Laden, I said, you know, this is a fraud. This is a hoax. You know, this is the new Pearl Harbor that the Project for the New American Century was talking about. They needed to implement their plans to transform the United States into a military conqueror of the world and yada, 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 yada. Topic I want to talk about today specifically, of course, is going to be World Trade Center Building Number 7. This building was built way beyond the normal building codes because it housed federal government offices. CIA was in there, SEC was in there, the Emergency Planning Center was in there. It was a very solidly built building, much like the Murrah Federal Building down in Oklahoma City, which was the centerpiece of yet another one of these hoaxes. This building was not hit by an airplane. And yet, it basically came down into its own footprint. We now have a video that captures the sound of the explosion that initiates the collapse. We know that BBC reported this building down 30 minutes before it actually happened. We know that the Office of Emergency Management was the source of the warning given to Rudy Giuliani and others to get the heck out of the building because it was going to come down. And how the OEM knew it was going to come down, of course, is the big unanswered question, because prior to 9/11 and since, no steel-framed building has ever collapsed from fire. And by the way, there were far worse fires in the World Trade Towers themselves in previous years, fires that burned out the entire floors, and nothing happened. First Interstate Bank building in Los Angeles, six entire floors burned down to the steel frame, and it did not collapse. And Building 7 was tougher than that bank building. It was built to be fireproof, built to be bombproof. And still it came right on down. Now, the official story, first of all, you need to understand, in the official U.S. government pile of bovine excrement called the official report about 9/11, they don't even mention Building 7 because they can't explain it. Wasn't hit by a plane. The fires were very, very small. Just a few fires here and there. It certainly wasn't enough to bring it down. Every expert in the world who's looked at that video has said this is a controlled demolition. This thing was brought down. There were early warnings. It was going to come down. Apparently, whoever was supposed to actually trigger the thing got off the timeline, which is why the BBC got embarrassed. They were all following the script, and somebody got off the script. Now, with regard to the fires, and I pointed this out a long, long time ago, I used to work in the film and television industry. I did a lot of visual effects. I worked on a lot of movies. And before I got into that computer paradigm, I briefly worked on what are called special effects, which are the ones done on the set, which often involves burning and blowing things up. And I had a powerman's license where I was allowed to go onto the set and set up fires and smoke pots and things like that. And I managed to keep all my fingers while doing that. If you ever look at a fire on a movie set or a TV set, there's a key difference between that and real fires. In a real fire, there's always that hot glowing core of the building, that red glow that shines through from the interior, past the flames that are at all the windows and everything. But on a stage fire, on a movie set fire, they just have gas jets burning at the windows, and the interior of the building remains dark. That's the dead giveaway. And on 9/11, looking at all the photos and videos of World Trade Center 7, the fires are all right up against the window in certain offices. There's no hot molten core in there, certainly not one that would justify or explain away the failure of every single load-bearing member in that building at exactly the same time. It's just not going to happen. What I think happened is that Flight 93 was supposed to be the airplane that was going to crash into Building 7 to justify its collapse. On the script, the flight crew of Flight 93 regained control of their airplane. They could not be allowed to land because the facts on the airplane didn't match the cover story. No air terrorists, possibly even remote control equipment that would have absolutely brought this whole thing down. So Flight 93 was shot down. The wreckage was scattered over 8 miles of countryside. And then, of course, they make a movie about them to say, yes, they were heroic. They deliberately crashed the plane to save lives and various other assorted U.S. DA choice bovine excrement that Hollywood's stock and trade is putting out to support the government. Catherine Bigelow's making a lot of money doing that right now. So Building 7 still had to come down, because otherwise, as they go back in there, sooner or later, somebody's going to say, hey, there's a bunch of cutter charges on these load-bearing building beams. So I think somebody, the reason for the delay for the building coming down, somebody had to run back into the building, run around a couple of offices and start fires, you know, at the windows where it would be seen, so they could say, oh, the fires brought it down, even though that was extremely unlikely given the history of fire and steel frame buildings. So they lighted a bunch of fires on a couple of floors up against the windows. There's no hot glowing core, and the building comes straight down into its footprint. And there really is no explanation for it, and that is why in the official U.S. government report about 9/11, they don't even mention Building 7. They can't explain it. A lot of people who weren't paying attention on 9/11 itself are often surprised to find out there was a third building that collapsed. We've all seen over and over again the Tower 1 and Tower 2 coming down, and they sort of, yeah, there was another building over there that came down in a rather strange fashion. The original video that we saw of Tower 7 coming down, or Building 7 coming down, there's a pop, a noticeable pop, because if you look at the little penthouse sticking up on top of the building, it vanishes all at once, which tells you there's an edit, and then the building comes down. What was inside that edit was eventually discovered. We found an unedited copy of the video, and it contains very clearly the sound of the explosions used to initiate the collapse of Building 7. Now, another little fact about 9/11 people are not aware of. First of all, you need to draw an analogy. Remember Hurricane Katrina and what a total botch up that was? FEMA wasn't there. Nobody was there. The people were hungry, starving, people dying. Government just sat there on its hands doing absolutely nothing. And yet on 9/11, boy, they were there immediately to basically go in and, you know, secure the site and sell the steel off to China as fast as they could. And it eventually came out that the Federal Emergency Management Agency was in New York City, already in place the night before 9/11. That even got out on the corporate media at one point and then was immediately Orwellized after that. But we have copies of the video and audio files where FEMA was already on site before 9/11 even happened. I remember back on the bombing of the Oklahoma City building, and reporter Connie Chung, who I got to work with many, 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 many years ago back out at KNXT Channel 2 in Los Angeles. And she's a very cool lady. And she got on the air, and she was asking the fire chief about reports that the fire trucks from the Oklahoma City Fire Department were parked around adjoining streets around the Murrah building before the bombing happened. 24 hours later, she was out of a job. Kind of stuff goes on there. Apparently, during the memorial services out there in Shanksville, they're still pushing the official story. Oh, no, there was no explosion in the middle air. You know, why? We know there's lots of people who saw an explosion and smoking debris. But really, everything was in this little tiny hole, which is nonsense. The records were spread out 8 miles across the countryside. And that is not consistent with the crash of an intact airliner into the ground. Now, needless to say, the paid online propagandists are on overtime today. I'm getting tons of email from people saying, oh, it was space aliens and a UFO, which I'll grant you is a little more believable than the official story. You know, and people saying, you know, look at this thing with O.J. Simpson. They've got new evidence. And, you know, you should really focus your show on whether or not he's really innocent or guilty. And there's an almost desperate panic. Because, as we mentioned yesterday, Richard Gage's new video, 9/11 Explosive Evidence, The Experts Speak Out, is now the number two video over at PBS. PBS can't just take it down, or it just calls more attention to the fact that there's something in there the government is very unhappy about. And certainly the hits on our website and articles from our website that are being reposted, retweeted, copied, all over the world, the people have woken up, and I think that's why we're seeing this nonstop Bin Laden-othon on the corporate media. They're literally fighting a holding action, trying to reinforce the official story and poke fun at the conspiracy theories. And literally, it's coming down to, you know, if you're a loyal American, you'll believe the lies. If you dare look at the truth, the terrorists will win. So, person in the chat room is saying PBS in North Carolina, they're asking PBS in North Carolina to air it. So far, they haven't. PBS in Colorado did, and of course, they're watching it, and you need to watch it. You need to understand this government lied to you about 9/11. They've admitted they lied to you about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. They're saying it was an honest mistake. No, it wasn't. There was no evidence to support the claim that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction, just like there's no evidence to support the claim that Iran is building weapons of mass destruction. This government doesn't know how to control you unless it is able to lie to you with impunity, and they've lost that ability. They can't lie to you and get away with it any longer. You are too smart. You are too informed. You are too skeptical. You've lost your naive, blind faith in an honest government. And that's a good thing. Skeptical people is a free people. We'll be right back.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab a phone call. Bill in Seattle. Aloha, Bill. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Enjoying your conversation about 911. I've followed this pretty closely over the years, and I just wanted to throw something at you may not be aware of. July 1945, a B-25 bomber ran into the Empire State Building. And as far as I know, it's still there.
Yes, and it is.
As a result of that, they decided, hey, we ought to design all the high-rises so they can withstand that kind of stuff, which I'm aware that they did. And then one more thing. Last year, I don't remember when, they had a high-rise building in China that was fully engulfed in flame for 24 hours. And the video is still up on YouTube. And at the end of 24 hours, the fire's out, and there's nothing there except the steel frame. And that sucker forgot to fall over. But anyway.
Yes.
Anyway, I just wanted to bring that up to you. I didn't know if you knew. Enjoy your show. Thank you very much. Bye.
Oh, thank you very much for the phone call. Yeah, I'm very much aware of that story about the B-25 flying into the Empire State Building in the middle of a fog. And it did, you know, damage that one floor, but the building did not collapse. And as a matter of fact, yes, all high-rise buildings are designed to withstand the impact of an airplane. And the World Trade Towers, were designed to withstand the impact of a 707. And the 767s are just marginally larger and heavier, but the building's engineers said that the reality is that the building could have survived a head-on strike by a 747, a much heavier, more energetic aircraft. So the reality is that, yeah, the building was designed to survive that kind of an impact. And of course, as we understand, there was a very long time delay between the impact of the aircraft and the subsequent collapse, blamed on the raging inferno of jet fuel. Well, the jet fuel exploded outside the towers. We all saw that big, huge orange flash. That was the jet fuel. And we know the reality is there was no raging inferno on the floors involved in the impact site for two reasons. One, the firefighters who got up there in one of the towers said it's all simmered down. Two hoses will deal with this. And, of course, we have the photos and videos of people in the opening, that giant opening, the hole where the plane went in, looking out and waving. So we know there was no raging inferno. Final point here. Jet fuel does not burn hard enough, or hot enough, rather, to soften or melt steel. That's why every steel frame building that has caught on fire does remain standing. The combustible materials in the building itself do not burn hot enough to bring down that steel frame. Same thing with the jet fuel. It's designed to burn as cool as possible so you don't melt the airplane. And jet fuel, of course, JP1, highly refined JP1 kerosene, doesn't burn at all unless it's properly carbureted, unless it's in exactly the right conditions of mist and mixture of kerosene and air. If you go up to a pail of jet fuel, just sitting in a pail, you can throw a lit match in there and the match is going to go out. It's deliberately done that way for reasons of safety and handling. So this idea that the kerosene just poured out of the airplanes into the World Trade Center and caught fire and melted the steel, it doesn't make any sense at all. And it never really did. It never, ever really did. So we know that the government has been lying to us. And again, they're just layering on the propaganda today. They're talking about the terror threat is still there. We've got to attack all these other countries. No, we don't. I know how to stop the threat of terror, and I mean real terror, not these phonies like Adam Perlman running around with a towel they stole from Holiday and saying, I'm Al-Qaeda, be afraid of me. The way you stop terror is very simple. Stop screwing around with other people's countries. But the reality is that 9/11 was a false flag attack. The new Pearl Harbor that everybody over at the Project for the New American Century was lusting after, so they could kick off a century of military buildup and conquest and glory and the new American Empire, even though the new American Empire would still be but boy to Israel. Still getting a lot of emails about the, oh, there was no plane at the Pentagon, no plane at the Pentagon. They did a substitution. Why? Why would they substitute anything? With all those witnesses around the building and everything, why try a substitution? You have to get rid of that 767 and all of its people anyway. Why not crash it into the Pentagon? Why take the risk of a fraud in front of all these witnesses that might discredit your cover story? Why go in with a cruise missile or an A-5 or all these other ridiculous suggestions that are out there? You have to get rid of that airplane anyway. You have to have all those people disappear anyway. Crash them into the building, all your loose ends are cleaned up in one moment. That's the issue that nobody is able to come up with. All of these propagandists who are trying to push this no-plane nonsense so that magazines like Popular Mechanics can make fun of the 9/11 truth movement by saying, they don't even believe a plane hit the Pentagon. This is poisoning the well stuff. Okay. Why would somebody do a substitution? Why not get rid of the plane and people in a way that supports the official story? Nobody can answer that. It's another piece of propaganda. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her walk on water, we've destroyed her faith, treated her with scorn.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab a phone call here. John in Florida. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You were asking a question. Why not just fly the planes into the buildings you're in, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole idea. These people are trying to say that there was no plane at the Pentagon. Why go through all that trouble for a deception?
It's too hard to fly those planes into those buildings.
No, it isn't. I've done it on a flight simulator many times.
Excuse me?
I've done it on a flight simulator many times.
Oh, okay. Well,
you rely on the ground cushion to keep you off the ground. You know what ground cushion is, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's basically how you do it. You know, you go on down until the ground cushion basically keeps you from, you know, from plowing into the ground, and you just skim along the ground and you hit your target. It's not that big a deal.
You probably could have done it since you've done it on a simulator, correct?
Well, I'm not of a mind to crash myself into the Pentagon. In fact, to be very honest, witnesses who saw the plane heading to the Pentagon said it appeared the flight crew were struggling with the controls. So the most likely explanation is the planes were under remote control at the time.
So remote control, you fly that big old plane into that little pinpoint target.
Well, remote control, we just put Curiosity on Mars.
That's like believing in a talking snake.
Well, that's like believing in the official story about anything. So thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. I knew we were going to get the shills on this show. They're all on overtime right now. They're making big bucks. Lying to the American people is the only industry that's still doing well in the U.S. economy. Now, as a matter of fact, you know, if you have a flight simulator, yeah, you can hit that target. It's not that difficult. You rely on the ground cushion to keep you off the ground, and you just skim right on in. It's not that big a deal. But like I said, the U.S. government has invested a huge amount of time and effort to create this one issue, this poisoning the well tactic that they put out there, and they try and stir it up, and they try and throw it in there so that the corporate media always has an easy handle to ridicule the entire truth movement. Oh, they don't believe there was a plane at the Pentagon. Don't listen to anything else they have to say. And on it goes. 11 years on, they're still raising on this busted flush. 11 years on, they are still raising on this busted flush. All right, I want to get back to recapping something that I talked about yesterday, because I got a lot of email about this. And basically, it goes back to President Bush taking his little trip down to Booker Elementary School to read about pet goats and put in a personal appearance with all the little kitties, and it was announced in the media 3 days ahead of time. So now he's down there, far away from Washington, D.C., and far away from New York. He's sitting in this school in Florida. There's an airport only 4 miles away. Andy Card comes in and tells Bush the second building has been struck. Bush has later stated in speeches, that's when he knew America was at war. And so does he get up and say, excuse me, I got to go do my job? No, he sits there reading about pet goats until it's time for him to make a speech. But the real issue is the United States Secret Service Protective Detail. They're not worried about public appearances. They're not concerned with, you know, upsetting the children or the teachers. They have one job and one job only, to protect the president if they perceive there is a threat. Now, if you believe the official story of 9/11, there's an unknown and unknowable number of hijacked airplanes flying over the country, crashing into public buildings. The president's location, away from the protected city of Washington, D.C., has been known in the media for 3 days ahead of time. There's an airport just 4 miles away. Nobody is going to bet the life of the president that there isn't an airplane rolling down that runway at that very moment, just 4 miles away, aiming for the school. But the Secret Service did nothing. They just sat there, let the president sit there, let all those teachers and children sit there with the president, making them potential targets, if you believe the official story of 9/11. From the complete inactivity of the Secret Service, it is obvious they knew for a fact the president was not a target that day. And the only way they could know that is if they already knew ahead of time what the targets were going to be. The dog did not bark. It is the master of the house who is the criminal, in this case, George Bush. In what was a joint U.S.-Israeli false flag attack to motivate Americans to throw their money and the lives of their children onto the bayonets of Israel's enemies for the next several generations. And that's what it was. I was just about to take Scott's call here. And Scott in Wisconsin, if you call back, we'll put you on. I've been trying to get to you, but you keep cutting off the line here. All righty, let's see. So we talked about Booker Elementary School here. I think one of the most shameful aspects of 9/11 is how the government of the United States of America and the government of New York simply abandoned those first responders. Remember, they all went down to ground zero. I mean, it's full of asbestos dust. I mean, had the 9/11 incident not destroyed the World Trade Towers, Larry Silverstein, who had just acquired that complex, was facing an EPA-mandated renovation to strip out all of the asbestos from those buildings. And those mandated renovations had already bankrupted more than a few of those New York buildings. And a lot of people are saying, why did Larry Silverstein worked so hard to get the World Trade Towers, if he was facing that huge and costly renovation? We're going to take a pause. Scott, you there? What's going on? Scott, are you there?
No.
Okay, I get...
I got knocked off twice, but that's all right. We know people are listening in, brother. That doesn't bother me. Hey, Mike, okay. You know, I remember, brother, a long time ago when I first saw your site, and I read what your biography, whatever, you know, and it stopped me. And I looked at your picture, Brother Mike, and I remember the years that we've been talking together. And you're right on the point. And I'm not going to talk about it because my birthday's Thursday. I remember this day real well. Mm-hmm. But what about 1993, brother, when they tried to blow the basements out of them? Who was behind that?
I was young.
I was young when that happened, but I remember them trying to do that. Nobody talks about that. You know?
Well, we've talked about it a little bit.
I know you have, Mike, but can you bring us up to date a little bit on that too? Because I remember it happening, but I don't know what took place as far as what they tried to do, but so many people disregard that. Maybe that was a warning sign.
I think that was supposed to be the original knockdown of the World Trade Towers to get these wars on Israel's enemies going.
Yeah.
And it failed. The van was parked in the wrong location. It was away from that central core, and so it caused a lot of damage, but the tower remained standing, which ought to be a reminder that airplanes are not able to knock these buildings down. It later turned out, this was actually reported in the New York Times just once, that this was an undercover FBI operation. They had one of these informants. We've seen it time and time again. FBI informant goes out, finds a bunch of people, you know, who are angry, talks them into committing an act of terror. And this is the really telling part. The FBI's informant asked the FBI for permission to substitute the real explosive that was going into the van with a harmless powder that looked exactly the same, and the FBI told him to leave the bomb in perfect working order. Obviously, since then, the FBI's tried to scramble to cover it up, but it was actually reported in the New York Times. So I think the 1993 incident was intended to bring down one of the two towers, and then they were going to say, oh, gosh darn those Arab Muslims, we've got to go make war on them, and it failed. People said, yeah, it's a bombing, and it's ugly, but that was it. It didn't have the shock value of 9/11. I think 9/11 was the second try.
Well, exactly, Mike. That's exactly right, brother. You know, but nobody, you know, I agree with you that with the war and that, but here we are. We go back and talk about Oklahoma City. You were real well awake on that. But I mean, you're exactly right, and you made a great point, brother. These guys went in to test the heat of that, and it took 6-7 years. These guys come back, and they said what you just said earlier: jet fuel cannot burn at that temperature to melt that down, and that's a great point. And another thing too. Let's not forget, is there an Air Force base right next door to that place, those towers?
Yeah, that's another part of it.
You got Cheney there. What? Come on, where were they? How long was it before the second plane hit the second tower? Those fighter jets could have been up in the air, and they fly 600-700 miles an hour. Where were they at? I'll leave it Michael. Take care, brother.
You got it. Where the jets were, a lot of the air cover that would have normally been available for Washington, D.C. and New York were off over the Great Plains as part of this NORAD exercise that was taking place at exactly the same time. How lucky for our terrorists. As far as the aircraft that were deployed to protect assets, they were intentionally steered way out over the Atlantic Ocean, flying in completely the wrong direction, and they were not allowed to turn back until it was hopelessly impossible for them to intercede. And so, again, you know, this NORAD drill that was taking place was simulating hijacked airplanes all across the country, flying into buildings, and this is the reason the civil authorities were late to react. It's the reason the military were late to react, because they all thought all of these planes were part of this drill. And you can even hear it on some of the air traffic control tapes when they start talking about the real hijacked planes. They're saying, is this for real or is this part of the drill? And they're saying, no, this one's actually for real. So that just increased that confusion. And obviously, Osama bin photoshopped and is on his dialysis machine in Afghanistan is not going to be able to arrange for NORAD to have a drill that confuses everybody's radar scopes, gets half the military aircraft out of position. Remember, those planes on their way from the East Coast out to Ohio and then back into New York and Washington, D.C., flew over 8 United States Air Force bases, and not one of them sent up a plane to intercept them. Remember when Payne Stewart's Learjet ran off coast, how quickly they had jets on his tail? And what a lot of people don't understand is a couple of months before 9/11, Donald Rumsfeld changed the rules of engagement and specifically said that no interceptions of civilian aircraft are allowed without the direct authorization of the Secretary of Defense. And then on 9/11, Rumsfeld was kind of like, couldn't be found, unreachable, out of position, cell phone, battery died, blah, 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 blah. And a month after 9/11, they changed the rules of engagement back to what they had been before, which was base commanders and mid-level officers of the Air Force had the authority to say, let's get a plane up following these people and see what's going on. So everywhere along, we see that all of this defensive posture of the United States of America was being interfered with, subverted, changed, bypassed. And I think one of the most telling stories that came out of 9/11 was this official who was down in the command post with Dick Cheney. And there's this military operator reporting on the plane that's coming in to hit the Pentagon. And he's saying it's 30 miles out, 20 miles out, 10 miles out. And finally, this guy turns to Dick Cheney and says, do the orders still stand? And Cheney says, of course they still stand. Have you heard me say otherwise? Well, the only order that seems to have been in effect at the time was to let this plane come on in and slam into the Pentagon, right into those offices where the accountants were trying to find where that $3 trillion went missing, that Donald Rumsfeld had admitted was missing only 24 hours before, the day before. Should have been the story of the decade. Pentagon loses $3 trillion of your taxpayer money. How lucky for Donald Rumsfeld that the very next day 9/11 happens and the corporate media immediately forgets about that missing $3 trillion. And how lucky for whoever got that $3 trillion that the plane that hit the Pentagon hit the offices of the auditors who were trying to figure out where it all went. Lucky, 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 lucky all the way along here. So anyway, we're talking about the, let's see, we've got another caller on the line, Ben in Alabama. Aloha, Ben, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Not a whole lot, Mike. From my point of view, as a terrorist, I wouldn't have hit that school Bush was in either, because him by himself and his administration did way more damage than 100 9/11s could have ever perpetrated upon this country.
I'll call that one a valiant effort. But a point of fact, I think had this been a real terrorist attack, targeting Bush at that little public school would have been a very good move for them to do. So, like I said, valiant effort, and whatever they're paying you to look that stupid is not enough. Alrighty, so we're getting back to the first responders. The World Trade Towers come crashing down. They're loaded with asbestos dust. And because the U.S. government needs that area to be cleaned up and sanitized and all possible evidence of charade to be erased, the head of the EPA tells those first responders it's safe for them to go down to that ground zero site and start working. They don't need special breathing apparatus. They don't need isolation suits. Just, you know, put on your little paper mask and head on down there and do the work that we need you to do. And, of course, all of those first responders have come down with mesothelioma and various other illnesses related to the highly toxic environment that it was. And those first responders who were basically thrown away to keep the cover-up in place have been waiting all these years, 11 years now, for medical help that the government promised would be forthcoming if they got sick working at the site. Just hasn't happened. You know, I was a little annoyed. Part of this whole propaganda schmaltz they're dumping all over our heads. They have this website, 911day.com, where you can log in and you can pledge, what will you do to honor the memory of 9/11? So I signed up, and I went in and I said, I will work to expose the truth of 9/11. For some strange reason, hasn't shown up on the stream yet. Imagine that. But, you know, our government is really good about talking about remember the people who, you know, the victims of 9/11. And I'm sorry, I feel bad for the victims of 9/11, but they didn't actually do anything other than show up for work that day. They were just the convenient bloody shirts to lead this nation into a war of conquest. The plan to invade Afghanistan was already ready to go when 9/11 happened. In fact, the U.S. government had informed other governments of the plan to invade Afghanistan in the spring of 2001. It was in BBC, Jane's Defense, all the foreign press. We never got it in this country. What were we being force-fed by the American corporate media in the spring of 2001? All Gary Condit, all the time. What happened to Chandra Levy? Were they having sex? You know, will Gary Condit is crossing the street. Will he stay within the lines on the crosswalk? I don't know, Bill. Let's go to the sky cam. And that's all we were getting. We were being conditized. At the same time, the U.S. government was telling everybody else in the world, yeah, we're going to invade Afghanistan in October. We need to take it away from them so we can have that oil pipeline at a price we think should be paid for. And September 11 happened just when the U.S. government needed it to motivate you into supporting the attack on Afghanistan. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as a matter of fact, I'm just reprising That article from 1993, the FBI allowed the 1993 World Trade Center bombing to go forward, and it basically quotes the New York Times as saying, yeah, the FBI had a guy inside this bomb plot who wanted to substitute a harmless powder for the explosive, and the FBI supervisor told him, no, leave it exactly the way it is. And obviously, not only does this indicate the FBI wanted the explosion to happen, the mere fact that they didn't stop the van on the way to the World Trade Towers tells you they wanted the explosion to happen. I think 1993 was try number one at kicking off the century of unremitting warfare on Israel's enemies. And they botched it. So, hey, if at first you don't succeed, bomb again. Hence 9/11. All right, going to take another phone call. Lawrence in New York. Aloha, Lawrence. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
How's it going? I just wanted to comment, you know, today being the anniversary of 9/11, and I wanted to see your take on it. But it's frustrating for me to be here today and to be arguing about the fact. It's still, for me, almost impossible to get through people's heads something as basic as 9/11. So where are we going from here? If people can't even wrap their minds or refuse to wrap their minds around that, there's so much more to it than that. That's just like the beginning building block on understanding that things are not as you've been led to believe. And for me, with people close to me, it's still impossible to show them, to make them understand, you know, at least that's a basic step where people need to understand that it's not like they believe. And I just find it really difficult to even convince people of that, and frustrating.
Well, there's always going to be a portion of the population that doesn't want to confront the reality of what our government is really all about. And it's a waste of time to try and convince those people. They're firmly imprisoned by the beliefs with which they were indoctrinated as children. They're slaves to those beliefs, and you're really not going to have much success with them. But as the numbers from the PBS showing of explosive evidence are showing, as the readership at our website, listenership of Republic Broadcasting are showing, more and more people have woken up. Their eyes are open. They're searching for the facts about what's going on. So my advice to everybody who's out there being an activist is, if you're up against somebody who doesn't want to hear it, don't waste your time. Don't waste your time on them. Find the people ready to listen and share your information with them. At this point, 11 years on, we may not agree on all the fine details, but there is a huge amount of 9/11 that we all do agree on, first and foremost, that we got lied to. Just like we got lied to about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. And so now, the question that confronts us all as a nation, as the American people, is, what are we going to do about the fact that we have a government and a corporate media that lies to us about so many things? I don't think that's an acceptable way to be running a nation. And so that's really what we need to be looking at now. What do we do about a government that lies to us? We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.